Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about Mother Turtle. I like to celebrate Mother's Day by going canoeing on the pond to see the turtles basking in the sun. In a canoe, you can glide noiselessly along the shore and get quite close to these greenish-black lumps sunning themselves on the rocks and dry kai. But turtles are very sensitive, and they can pick up vibrations through their skin and shells, and so you can never get within more than 20 feet of them because they suddenly wriggle off and plop into the water, disappearing immediately beneath the surface. There are three types of turtles that you would be likely to see on a main pond. The eastern mud turtle is the most common, although hard to notice because it is somewhat small and its greenish-black shell blends in with its surroundings. The painted turtle is easier to spot because around the edge of its greenish-black shell is a distinctive red pattern, which also marks its legs. Its head is black but has yellow stripes. I think the most striking turtle of all, however, is the snapping turtle, which can weigh up to 35 pounds. Its shell is sectioned by protruding shallow peaks, as though armored, and it has a long tail. If you are very observant, you may see its large head watching you from the water, while its body floats beneath the surface. My turtle canoe trip might seem like an unusual Mother's Day ritual, but the turtle is an ancient and universal symbol of Mother Earth. And while I am grateful to celebrate Mother's Day with my two sons and their children, this turtle canoe trip is one of my ways of honoring the universal mother. Many years ago, I had a vision during a yoga meditation in which Turtle appeared to me and, in a deep voice, simply said, "I support you." I was very moved, but I didn't at the time fully understand her meaning. Now, decades later, I have come to cherish her message. Indeed, Mother Earth supports us, for we all dwell on Turtle Island. Turtles are remarkable creatures, especially considering that they are among the most ancient vertebrates in the long history of our planet. Turtles have existed relatively unchanged since the Triassic period, some 200 million years ago. That's pretty impressive for a toothless, slow-moving, unaggressive reptile. The turtle's survival is due, in part, to its bony protective shell and to its ability to retract its head and legs into the shell when threatened. Thus, although turtles are one of the top reptile carnivores in a pond's ecosystem, they rarely end up being eaten themselves. Many cultures have creation stories about the earth being supported on the back of an enormous turtle. This is true for many Native American traditions, where turtle was Mother Earth. To honor her, many tribes have turtle clans. Here in Maine, turtle was a central figure in the Passamaquoddy creation myth as the supporter of life. Vedic and Chinese mythology also regarded turtle as the primordial mother. Turtle represented feminine energy, the confluence of earth and water. She was the symbol of material existence and the manifest world of flesh, bone, and blood. Turtle was tangible existence, the here and now, not some abstract, transcendent concept involving other dimensions. Turtle was strength, endurance, longevity, and indestructibility. She was also protection and compassion. In Chinese cosmology, she was Shi Wang Mu, the Golden Mother Turtle, and Queen of the Western Paradise. Mother Turtle tells us that the way to heaven is through the earth, and so we need to slow down like Turtle and learn to be fully present in the here and now. Thank you, Mother Turtle, and happy Mother's Day. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.